I'm on. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. The Health and Human Services Committee will come to order. Cheryl, will you please call the roll?
Representatives Altman. Bertana.
Here.
Brown. Buchanan.
Here.
Davis.
Here.
Durian.
Here.
Garrison.
Yep.
Grant.
Here.
Coster.
Here.
Masulo.
Here.
Mello.
Here.
Persons Malika.
Here.
Rayner.
Here.
Rizzo.
Here.
F. Robinson.
Here.
W. Robinson.
Here.
Saroy.
Here.
Skidmore.
Here.
Tant.
Yes, here.
Rep. Yarbrough is excused. Chair Burton.
Here.
The quorum is present.
Thank you. All right. Good afternoon, members. We have not a huge list, but we have a pretty nice list of bills to hear today. Friendly reminder to everybody, both up here at the dais and those of you who are visiting us, please silence your cell phones. And since we have some members who are going to be in and out a little bit today, we'll go ahead and just get right into this. And we're going to start with CS for HB 469, Patient Care and Healthcare Facilities by Representative Trabolsi. And Representative Trabolsi, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Vice Chair Grant, and Ranking Member Davis. CS for HB 469 revises provisions relating to medications and devices with which certified nursing assistants and home health aides may assist in patients and self-administration. The legislation specifies staffing requirements for advanced life support ambulances during interfacility transfers. Also revises the list of medication that registered nurses may delegate administration of to certified nursing assistants or home health aides. And that is the bill.
Thank you, members. Do we have any questions for Representative Trabolsi? Are there any questions? See no questions. We have no amendments. We have a couple of public testimony cards here. And also, just since we have so many visitors today, just a reminder to everybody, if you'd like to speak before the committee, please fill out an appearance card and hand it to one of our staff who are in the room. We have Cliff Bauer, Miami Jewish Health. Mr. Bauer, waving in support?
Yes.
Thank you. Jennifer Ungrew, HCAOA. I heard something. She waves. She's in support. Cliff Bauer, Home Care Plus.
Yes.
That was a wave of support again. Thank you. Etta Fernandez, AARP. Waves in support. Jason Hand, Florida Senior Living Association. Waves in support. Thank you. Members, we're in debate. Is there any debate on the bill? See no debate. Representative Trabolsi, you're recognized to close on your bill.
I waive close, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Cheryl, please call the roll on CS for HB 469 and announce the vote.
Representatives Altman?
Yes.
Bertana?
Yes.
Brown? Buchanan?
Yes.
Davis?
Yes.
Durian?
Yes.
Garrison?
Yes.
Grant?
Yes.
Coster?
Yes.
Masulo?
Yes.
Mello?
Yes.
Persons Mullica?
Yes.
Rayner?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
F. Robinson?
Yes.
W. Robinson?
Yes.
Saroy?
Yes.
Skidmore?
Yes.
Tant?
Yes.
Chair Burton?
Yes.
20 yeas, 0 nays.
Show the bill reported favorably. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'd like to next invite Representative Caruso with CS for HB 731, Drug-Related Overdose Prevention. Representative Caruso, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Vice Chair Grant, Ranking Member Davis, for the opportunity to present HB 731 titled Drug-Related Overdose Prevention. To begin, Narcan and Naloxone are opioid antagonists that are administered to an individual who has overdosed, acts as a blocker to the opioid, and is very successful at saving lives. Narcan, naloxone, even when it's misused, has no effect on an individual. It's a win-win medication. This bill allows pharmacists to dispense opioid antagonist or Narcan to individuals without a prescription or standing order, specific patient-specific standing order. This change is needed as in some rural areas, pharmacists do not have a standing order available, therefore only allowing Narcan to be prescribed on a prescription basis. Second, this bill expands the authorized use of opioid antagonist to an employee of a law enforcement agency, including civilian personnel like child protective investigators and probation officers. The bill further provides immunity to these civilian personnel from any civil or criminal liability as a result of administering the antagonist. Third, this bill requires hospital or urgent care providers and centers to report to the Department of Health any overdose they receive that did not come in via an ambulance or emergency medical transport. That is the bill, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Representative Caruso. Members, do we have questions on the bill? We have any questions? Seeing no questions. We do have a few appearance cards. If you are going to wave, since I am not exactly tall, it's kind of hard sometimes for me to see everybody. So if you're going to wave in support or opposition, would you do me and all of us a favor and stand up when you do that, and so that we can not only see you, but hear you. Thank you. All right. Philip Suderman, Americans for Prosperity. Mr. Suderman doesn't look like he's here. He's waving in support. Claudia Devant. Well done. Thank you for setting a good example. Waves of support. Lauren Jackson, Seminole County Sheriff's Office. Waves of support. Thank you. Michael Jackson, Florida Pharmacy Association. Thank you. Y'all are doing so well. I'm so excited. David Micah, Florida Hospital Association. Waves of support. Thank you. That's all the public testimony we have. Members, we're in debate. Any debate? Seeing no debate, Representative Caruso, you're recognized to close on your bill.
I'll wave close, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Cheryl, please call the roll on CS for HB 731 and announce the vote.
Representatives Altman?
Yes.
Botana?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Davis?
Yes.
Duran?
Yes.
Garrison?
Yes.
Grant?
Yes.
Coster?
Yes.
Masullo?
Yes.
Mello?
Yes.
Persons Mullica?
Yes.
Rayner?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
F. Robinson?
Yes.
W. Robinson?
Yes.
Cerulli?
Yes.
Skidmore?
Yes.
Tant?
Yes.
Chair Yarbrough? All right, sorry, Chair Burton.
Yes. I think he's not here.
Sorry. 28 zero nays.
Thank you. Show the bill reported favorably.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, members.
Thank you. Representative Federhoff. Members, we're now going to hear Representative Federhoff present CS for HB 795, Peer Specialist. Representative Federhoff, when you're ready, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you so much for hearing this bill. House Bill 795 helps those in the recovery process by promoting the use of peer specialists in behavioral health. We have a mental health and substance abuse use crisis here in Florida, and we are looking at ways to address the issue by providing additional resources for care and treatment. Peer specialists are a vital component to an individual's recovery, as they are someone who has also recovered from a substance use disorder or mental illness and can provide real-life experience. Peers reduce costs to the behavioral health care system and address a workforce shortage. They allow persons in recovery to become productive members of their community, and there is a therapeutic value in the work of peer specialists. The bill requires peer specialists to be in recovery for at least 2 years, receive training, pass the certification exam, and pass the modified background check created in the bill. The certification requirement for individuals who provide recovery support services is limited to only peer specialists. The bill allows certain individuals who would be inhibited from providing peer support services because they are unable to pass a level 2 background check to be certified. Those individuals with criminal convictions for lower level drug crimes, financial fraud, prostitution, theft, and assault, as long as the offenses were not violent, were not committed against children, the disabled, the elderly, or law enforcement, and occurred over at least 3 years ago, would be able to be certified under this bill. A background check would also be required of peer specialists to screen for pending arrests. And this bill also includes a grandfather clause for existing certified peer specialists, and that is the chair. That is the bill, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Members, do we have any questions for Representative Federhoff? Okay, see no questions, and we have no amendments. We also have appearance cards on this bill. Joni Hunt, Halifax Health. Waves of support. Look at everybody. Melanie Brown, Hoofter. And I may mispronounce your last name, I apologize. Waves in support. Sean Burfin, State Court System. Waves in support. David Micah, Florida Hospital Association. Waves in support. Robert, I want to say Cooper, Florida for Recovery in, I'm sorry, Zero Hour Life Center is what I'm reading, but it may not be what it really says. Did I get that right at all, Mr.? Yeah, Zero Life Center. Great. Thank you very much. That's what helps if you stand as well in case I have an additional question for you. Lawrence Claremont, Florida PTA. Waves and support, thank you. And Albert Belito, Florida Certification Board. Waves and support. That's all the public testimony we have. We are now in debate. Members, do we have debate on the bill? Is there debate? Seeing no debate, Representative Fetterhoff, you're recognized to close.
Thank you. There are over 1 million people in Florida dealing with substance abuse issues. There are approximately 600,000 adults and almost 200,000 children living with serious mental illness. However, as of 2022, there are only 728 active peer specialists in the state. With the changes we're making with this legislation, we can provide more opportunities for peers to work with these individuals to allow for more positive outcomes. And I hope that I have your support. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cheryl. Please call the roll on CS for HB 795 and announce the vote.
Representatives Altman?
Yes.
Botana?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Davis?
Yes.
Duran?
Yes.
Garrison?
Yes.
Grant?
Yes.
Coster?
Yes.
Pasulo?
Yes.
Mello?
Yes.
Persons Mullica?
Yes.
Rayner?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
F. Robinson?
Yes.
W. Robinson?
Yes.
Servoy?
Yes.
Skidmore?
Yes.
Tant?
Yes.
Chair Burton?
Yes. Shall the bill reported favorably? Okay, we will next, I don't see, we have more visitors on the way, but in the meantime, Representative Masullo, are you ready? Okay, Representative Masullo will present HB 817, Emergency Medical Care and Treatment to Minors Without Parental Consent. Representative Masullo, you're recognized to present the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members. HB 817 allows physicians to provide emergency care to minors outside of a hospital or a college health setting without parental consent. That's the bill.
Members, do we have any questions for Representative Masullo? See no questions. We have some public testimony. Chris Newland, Florida Chapter, American College of Surgeons. Waves in support. Amy Lyon, Florida Academy of Family Physicians. Not here, and she doesn't indicate. Oh, I'm sorry. Open the little box that says wave in support. Okay. Chris Lyon, Florida Osteopathic Medical Association, waves in support. Mary Thomas, Florida Medical Association, wave in support. Thank you. And Tony Large, excuse me, Tony, Florida College of Emergency Physicians and Florida Orthopedic Society, wave in support. Members, we are now in debate. Is there debate on the bill? See no debate. Representative Masullo, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This bill is extremely important when you realize in an emergency, oftentimes you don't know the individual's age, number one. You don't actually know their identity, let alone how to contact their parent. This puts physicians on the same level as a paramedic or ENT, and I would ask for your favorable support.
Thank you, Cheryl. Please call the roll on HB 817 and announce the vote.
Representatives Altman?
Yes.
Botana?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Davis?
Yes.
Duran?
Yes.
Garrison?
Yes.
Grant?
Yes.
Coster?
Yes.
Masullo?
Yes.
Mello?
Yes.
Persons Mullica?
Yes.
Rayner?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
F. Robinson?
Yes.
W. Robinson?
Yes.
Servoy?
Yes.
Skidmore?
Yes.
Tant?
Yes.
Chair Burton?
Yes.
20 yeas, 0 nays.
Shall the bill reported favorably? All right, now we'll move to Representative Coster and the first of two bills. We have CS for HB 343, Mental Health Professional Licensure. Representative Coster, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In 2020, the legislature modernized some minimum licensure standards and statute, but inadvertently created two glitches. The law does not allow enough time for marriage and family therapist programs to meet the new standards, and the law also requires mental health counseling programs in psychology departments to be accredited by the incorrect accrediting body. House Bill 343 is a glitch bill that will fix those two glitches and protect the ability of our university graduates of these counseling programs to be able to achieve licensure and get jobs here in Florida. That's the bill, Madam Chair.
Thank you. We do have an amendment, but do any members have questions prior to the amendment? See no questions. Representative Koster, would you please explain your amendment, barcode 528099?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. This amendment removes obsolete DOH-issued licensure examination language and matches our bill to the Senate version. That is the amendment.
Thank you. Are there questions on the amendment? There's no public testimony on the amendment. Show the amendment adopted without objection. We're now back on the bill as amended. We have public testimony. Rachel, Whitbrock, University of West Florida. Waves in support, thank you. Lauren Hartzman, University of South Florida. Waves in support. That's all of our public testimony. Members, we're now back on the bill as amended. Is there debate? See no debate. Representative Koster, you're welcome to close on your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We heard Representative Fetterhoff talk about the access to mental health issue that we're dealing with right now in our state, and this bill would ensure that current students of certain mental health degrees would actually be able to come out of their university program and be licensed here in Florida, which is a critical need. So I would ask for your favorable support.
Thank you, Cheryl. Please call the roll on CS for HB 343 and announce the vote.
Representatives Altman?
Yes.
Botana?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Cannon?
Yes.
Davis?
Yes.
Duran?
Yes.
Harrison?
Yes.
Grant?
Yes.
Koster?
Yes.
Masullo?
Yes.
Mello?
Yes.
Persons Mullica?
Yes.
Rayner?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
F. Robinson?
Yes.
W. Robinson?
Yes.
Saroy?
Yes.
Gidmore?
Yes.
Tant?
Yes.
Chair Burton?
Yes.
28 Sierra Nays.
Show the bill reported favorably as amended. We have Chair Latvala with us, so we will move to CS for HB 1099, Living Organ Donors and Insurance Policies by Representative Latvala. Representative Latvala, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair and committee members. The bill creates a new law to prevent insurance companies from discriminating against living organ donors. The bill prohibits insurers from declining or limiting coverage of a person based solely on the person's status as a living donor. It also precludes an insured or prescriber from donating all or part of an organ as a condition to continuing to receive the policy and discriminating in the offering of issuance, cancellation, coverage, premiums, or any other condition of the policy for a person without any additional risk and based solely on the person's status as a living donor. That is the bill, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Members, are there any questions? Representative Latvala. Any questions? Representative Davis, you recognize.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, Rep. Latvala. Could you tell us why the health insurance and the HMOs were removed from this bill initially?
You recognized.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. If you're referring to the amendment in the first committee,
yes.
It's my understanding that was already covered in federal law.
Additional questions? Representative Davis, a follow-up?
Recognized? Yes, federal law in the sense of the affordable ACA, federal law, is that what you mean?
You recognize.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I don't know specifically which federal law, just my understanding was that it was already covered federally.
Okay, thank you.
Additional questions of the sponsor? We have a little bit of public testimony. Ron Watson, Florida Renal Coalition. Thank you. Waves in support. Tasha Carter, Office of the Insurance Consumer Advocate. Waves in support. Bob Reynolds, Fresenius Medical Care. Waves in support. And Tony Large, Florida Society of Nephrology. Waves in support. Thank you. Members, we're now in debate on the bill. Is there any debate on the bill? Seeing none, Representative Latvala, you're recognized to close.
Wave close.
Having waved close, Cheryl, please call the roll on CS for HB 1099 and announce the vote.
Representatives Altman?
Yes.
Botana?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Davis?
Yes.
Duran?
Yes.
Garrison?
Yes.
Grant?
Yes.
Coster?
Yes.
Masullo?
Yes.
Mello?
Yes.
Persons Mullica?
Yes.
Rayner?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
F. Robinson?
Yes.
W. Robinson?
Yes.
Saroy?
Yes.
Skidmore?
Yes.
Tant?
Yes.
Chair Burton?
Yes. Show the bill reported favorably. Do it all. Okay. Representative Coster, we're back to you. Members, we will now have Representative Coster present HB 847, Occupational Therapy. Representative Coster, you're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The occupational therapy scope of practice has not been updated in over two decades and does not reflect the current practice of the profession here in Florida. HB 847 updates the Practice Act for occupational therapy to fully encompass all areas in which the occupational therapists currently practice in Florida. That's the bill, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Members, do we have any questions for Representative Coster on the bill? Any questions? See no questions. We do have, and there are no amendments. Anita Berry, Florida Occupational Therapy Association. Waves in support. That's all of our public testimony. We're now in debate. Members, any debate on the bill? Seeing no debate, Representative Coster, you're recognized to close on your bill.
I'll wave close, Madam Chair.
All right. Cheryl, please call the roll on HB 847 and announce the vote.
Representatives Altman?
Yes.
Botana?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Davis?
Yes.
Duran?
Yes.
Garrison?
Yes.
Grant?
Yes.
Coster?
Yes.
Masullo?
Yes.
Mello?
Yes.
Persons Mullica?
Yes.
Rayner?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
F. Robinson?
Yes.
W. Robinson?
Yes.
Saroy?
Yes.
Skidmore?
Yes.
Tant?
Yes.
Chair Burton?
Yes.
20 yeas, 0 nays.
Show the bill reported favorably. Congratulations. Members, you can see we have one more bill on our agenda, so we will take a brief recess. Please stay very, very close. While we wait for Representative Toledo to join us from Commerce, which is where she is right now. Thank you. Representative. Okay, committee members, we will call the meeting back to order. We'll let Representative Toledo take a deep breath. Representative Toledo will now explain HB 357, Pharmacies and Pharmacy Benefit Managers. You are recognized, Representative Toledo.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, members, for waiting for me to walk from not. I think I got all my steps in for the day. Today we are talking about House Bill 357, which is the same bill that was passed by the House at the end of last session and was unanimously voted on. The bill before you does not include any new regulation, but enforces existing law by doing the following. The bill promotes transparency and accountability among pharmacy benefit managers, the middlemen between health insurers, healthcare plans, pharmacies, and prescription drug manufacturers. PBMs are responsible for regulating prices of medications by handling negotiations and payments within the supply chain. PBMs also regularly audit pharmacies and healthcare and insurance care plan networks to verify that the claims are submitted and processed properly. There is already law that provides regulations around these audits as well as a set of protections for pharmacies under the Florida Pharmacy Act. However, there is currently no enforcement mechanisms to ensure PBMs conduct fair audits and don't unfairly penalize pharmacies for basic clerical or typographical mistakes. House Bill 357 would move the regulations currently in the Pharmacy Code to the statute that covers the Office of Insurance Regulation, OIR, giving OIR explicit enforcement authority over how PBMs audit pharmacies. The bill will also ensure that PBMs operate transparently and accountably while offering pharmacies a mechanism to appeal PBM audit decisions. Finally, through House Bill 357, a $10,000 fine would be imposed if a PBM does not register with the OIR, and that is the bill.
Thank you. Members, are there any questions for Representative Toledo? Questions? Representative Soroy, you recognize for a question.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Representative Toledo. I may be confused, but could you elaborate a bit more on the arbitration process that I think is mentioned in the legislation?
You recognize.
Thank you so much. This is an ability for the pharmacist and the PBMs to go through a process and not in, go through a legal process. So that's what they could do now.
Thank you.
Representative Davis, you're recognized for a question.
It was along those lines. As far as the PBMs being able, the pharmacy being able to appeal, I think you answered it with Rep. Soroy's answer. Thank you.
Additional questions? Okay, see no additional questions. We have a few appearance cards. Cynthia Henderson, Epic RX. Waves in support. Claudia DeVant, Florida Pharmacy Association. Waves in support. Joni Hunt, Halifax Health. Waves in support. Chris Newland, Florida Gastroenterologist. Waves in support. Greg Black, International Council of Shopping Centers. He waves in support. Greg Black's not here. He's waving in support again for the National Association of Chain Drug Stores. He's a third one. I'm not saying, okay. Michael Fisher, Florida Independent Pharmacy Network. Waves in support. Michael Jackson, Florida Pharmacy Association. Waves in support. Thank you. Larry Williams, American Pharmacy Cooperative. Waves in support. Christopher Hansen, Walgreen. Waves in support. David Micah, Florida Hospital Association. Waves in support. Andy Behrman, Florida Association of Community Health Centers. Waves in support. And Kelly Millett, Small Business Pharmacies Aligned for Reform. I saw Kelly earlier. She waves in support. Members, we are now in debate. Is there any debate on the bill? Representative Soroy, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. And Representative Toledo, I just wanted to thank you. I've learned so much about this subject, and you have been a champion of this in this area since I've had the good fortune to come and work with you in the legislature. And I just want to commend you for your effort and perseverance working through this bill. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Additional debate? Seeing no additional debate, Representative Toledo, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you. Real briefly, thank you so much for hearing this bill. As prescription drugs costs continue to rise, we will work to lower those costs, and one of those ways is through this bill. So I ask for your favorable support and co-sponsorship, please.
Thank you. Cheryl, please call the roll on House Bill 357 and announce the vote.
Representatives Altman?
Yes.
Botana?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Davis?
Yes.
Duran?
Yes.
Garrison?
Yes.
Grant?
Yes.
Coster?
Yes.
Masullo?
Yes.
Mello?
Yes.
Persons Malika?
Yes.
Rayner?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
F. Robinson?
Yes.
W. Robinson?
Yes.
Soroy?
Yes.
Skidmore?
Yes.
Tant?
Yes.
Chair Burton?
Yes.
20 yeas, 0 nays.
Show the bill reported favorably.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, members. Now we can go eat, I guess.
Not quite yet. Not quite yet, committee members. We have an introduction. Representative Tant, you are recognized.
Thank you for indulging me this, Madam Chair. I would like to recognize my nominated doctor of the day, Dr. Brent Self. He is a trusted physician anesthesiologist here in Tallahassee. He has worked on more than 70,000 patients in our area after getting his training at Walter Reed and then serving in the Army for us for years. Among those complex procedures he's been part of has been open heart procedures and pediatrics, which is near my heart. So I just want to say thank you for your expertise and for your being a sounding board and a trusted friend and advisor. So thank you.
Thank you for joining us in our committee meeting today. You're welcome to be with us all day long. I'm sure you'll be, we'll see you later, I'm thinking. Okay, thank you, sir. Members, this concludes our committee meeting agenda. Representative Robinson moves we rise. Without objection, the meeting is adjourned.